Beauty is this myth invented in the last 20 years, okay, for you know, white heterosexist men in a room, you know, to keep the feminist movement back. Backlash, backlash, backlash.
Camille Paglia revels in being provocative. She calls herself an anti-feminist feminist, a transgender person critical of some transgender fights. Paglia burst onto the scene in the early 90s. Her book, Sexual Personae, made her a media sensation, celebrated by her admirers, loathed by her detractors.
Camille Paglia, the famous feminist writer, said that I set women back by objectifying myself sexually.
For years, she kept pushing buttons on taboo issues of the day, like date rape and gender identity.
What I am saying as a teacher of 22 years, experience with dealing with freshmen, is that the date rape hysteria is equally outrageous.
Sound familiar?
I think that I can dress in a thong and some tights, or maybe not wear any underwear when I'm wearing a skirt, and that not be a consent for me to get raped.
Obviously, sexual assault occurs on campus, and it's horrifying. But at what rate is the question?
Paglia calls herself a prophet and makes her case republishing some of her most controversial essays, calling for an end to male bashing, an end to political correctness on campus, and for women to stop putting themselves in dangerous sexual situations. She details it all in her new book, Free Women, Free Men, Sex, Gender, Feminism. I met up with Camille Paglia earlier in Toronto.
So nice to meet you.
Wonderful to be here again.
So, feminist flamethrower, you're still at it. You still having fun?
Well, I think that my ideas are getting more currency among certain young people, okay, who value freedom, freedom of speech and freedom of action above all.
So your book is called Free Women, Free Men, Sex, Gender, Feminism. What does that mean, free women, free men? What are you arguing for?
What I'm saying is that each sex has the right to define itself, right? And we're in a period now where men are the targets of far too much blaming. I want to get the male bashing out of feminism. And I want women to acknowledge that men have a right to determine their own identities too. What's happened today is upper middle class career women want to redefine men, okay, into what operates smoothly in their own now quite affluent career system.
So women are too fixated on careers?
I'm saying that life is dual, okay, and that in the Anglo-American world, okay, there has been a shift toward looking at your job as a definer of your identity. Once there was the world of women and the world of men. That is not our world right now. But I'm saying stop blaming men for your feeling of unhappiness, okay? What's happened is you've lost that old era, okay, where there was elder care and infant care and cooking and doing the laundry. Everything was together. Women were together for tens of thousands of years, right?
So you want women to go back to doing the
laundry? Absolutely not. I'm saying stop blaming men. I'm saying stop blaming men, okay, for your unhappiness.
So I'm confused because now you're saying that women have been too hard on men, but you also argue that women are too weak, that they need to be stronger and stand up for themselves, even in terms of their sexual relationships.
Exactly. That's exactly. Okay.
So it's kind of confusing.
What you have now is a certain style, okay, a bourgeois style, upper middle class style of self-presentation by women, okay, all right, that is compliant, that is decorous, that is feminine. It's an entire reversion to the Doris Day, all right, and Debbie Reynolds era that I revolted against. Okay. So my philosophy of street smart Amazon feminism is about putting personal responsibility onto women. Every single moment of every day, okay, you have a responsibility to project to men and to other women what you will tolerate and what you will not. Stop looking to daddy figures and mommy figures, okay, on grievance committees and so on, or the government, okay, to get you out of jams. Life is difficult, okay, you know, step up to the plate.
You don't think there's a problem with sexual assault? Because a lot of women are coming forward now.
In cases of real rape, of course should be prosecuted. Of course real rape, okay, is a crime. But this is not real rape. We've been arguing about dating encounters with miscommunications now for decades, okay? It's absolutely infantilizing to women. It must stop.
But you know that a lot of women are afraid of sexual assault or have been sexually assaulted. Should they not be able to go and drink and play beer pong and get drunk like the guys do? Like, they live in fear.
If you go to a fraternity house party, all right, with a chaos going on in the living room area, and a young man says to you, would you like to go up to my room? I'm sorry, okay? You are consenting to sex. He is right to think you have consented, okay? To go up there and so change your mind and so on, right? It's not right, of course, for anyone to impose themselves sexually on another person, naturally, okay? But women must realize they are now free. The sexual revolution has been won. It's up to them to decide what do they want. And I say, act like a gay man does, okay? Many gay men have horrible experiences, okay, and so on, but they want sexual adventure. Why are we coddling young women, okay, to say, go on being, children, because mommy and daddy will be there to pick up the pieces for you afterward.
I guess the argument is made that shouldn't men be afraid of the consequences getting consent?
We have laws on the books, okay, against rape, okay? But the point is right now, okay?
But everybody in that world will tell you it's almost impossible for women to have the strength to come forward, to make the case, and
so on. Oh, Lord, okay. We're going to go on like this, making endless excuses for middle-class girls, okay, confused, unsure of what they want, okay? Perhaps the sexual revolution should be reversed, okay? Because what we're showing is that perhaps co-education is a bad idea, okay? Maybe today's young women, okay, are not prepared for co-education.
You think that's where this leading is?
Yes, it is. Okay, we've reverted to the 1950s with this, for heaven's sakes, okay? Right. Again, my code of Amazonism says, okay, every woman is responsible for her own self, for her own sexuality. You are responsible. Stop thinking there's going to be parent figures to get you out of jams afterward. You decide what you want, okay? Something happens to you, okay? You learn from it and you move on.
The other huge debate on campus these days, of course, is political correctness, and people who are seen as extreme right wing are being banned from speaking, or there's protests. Where do you stand on that?
I'm extreme free speech militant, okay?
Anybody can preach hate, and that's they should be welcomed onto campus?
Well, that was a loaded question. You said preach hate. What does that mean? Okay, I say in the introduction to the new book, okay, Free Women, Free Men, I say that the freedom to love, okay, must also be balanced by the freedom to hate, okay? Anyone may express through words, okay, hate, okay? It is when hate passes over into action, okay, that the law should intervene, okay? Merely expressing a negative opinion of gay people, for example, and I'm speaking as a lesbian, okay, is not hate speech. I want this idea of hate speech, okay, to be dropped completely.
You've been quoted saying that the transgender bathroom bill actually helped get Trump elected, that mm-hmm. there was a backlash against that, really?
Yes, it was in the closing months, okay, of the campaign, and all of a sudden the Obama administration blundered into that, okay? And that seemed to crystallize, okay, exactly this kind of, top to bottom movement that's been going on in the United States. People just had enough, okay, of a bunch of urban liberal Democrats deciding what's best, okay, for bathrooms in rural and communities across the United States. And it was too much. They were trying to reinterpret, okay, a law that's been on the books for decades, okay, Title IX, to redefine what gender is, okay, the meaning of gender.
So do you think those bathrooms are wrong?
No, I think it's a great step forward to have gender neutral bathrooms. I mean, we after all, we have them on planes and so on. But at the same time, you have to realize there's another part of this, okay, which is that people who declare themselves to be a different gender today, have the right to enter a locker room, okay, with 12-year-old, 14-year-old girls undressing, okay? That was a completely separate issue, okay? But it got rolled up into that. So people just revolted against the establishment, okay? So I think it did play a role in Trump's election.
It's fascinating because you've been writing about not bathrooms, but you've been writing about gender identity issues forever.
Exactly, because I consider myself transgender. I have never identified at all with being a woman. That is the inspiration, really, of my work. I was the first person to be writing about androgyny. That was the subject of my papers in college, of my dissertation, Sexual Personae. The whole thing is about androgyny, okay? And I am kind of an alien being in gender terms.
I really. So isn't it a good thing, then, that people are having these
discussions? No, I think the current transgender movement is full of confusion. Okay, I think that my philosophy, okay, of personae, okay, is much broader. Okay, I have much more to say about being a dissident, a gender dissident, than the current rhetoric does. Okay, I'm saying that many transgender people, okay, who believe that their sense of alienation is coming simply from the gender issue, may be mistaken. Okay, that they may be dissidents in many other ways. So I'm very concerned. Okay, about a rush. Okay, by so many young people to modify the body, okay, to take hormones where they may have unexpected consequences in later life, to make permanent changes in the body, to have breast removal and penis removal so early on. Okay, I offer a far more fluid and flexible a position in regards to the transgender critique of the gender system.
So where's it going to go?
I don't know, but I'm asking for, I don't want special protections for gays or transgender. I'm saying there should be protections for all dissident behavior and speech. Dissidents of every kind, okay? That is the way the law should go.
Before we sat down, you told me that you were getting a little older and slowing down. You don't seem like you're really slowing down.
It's Italian DNA, I think.
It's been so great to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.